is gracious and full of compassion. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Well, good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymn this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 163, Open My Eyes That I May See. And Victor.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for coming and worshiping our Lord with us. Welcome back, Pastor and Raquel. It's funny, I put a comment on Facebook when Pastor posted his picture. I said, El Presidente, get back to work. So welcome back. Glad to have you back. Why don't we open up our first hymn, number 163, Open My Eyes That I May See. Number 163. So that we get illuminated by his word. Amen. Why don't we turn to number 106, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Number 106.
Tell the angels and chorus sang as they welcomed his birth.
Amen. Why don't you join me in our last hymn, number 463, All That Thrills My Soul. Number 463, All That Thrills My Soul. Why don't we stand as we sing our last hymn?
Blessing that Pastor and Raquel are with us today. It is a blessing that we have Dolores Valdez with us as well today. What an encouragement that is when God's people gather together again. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, it is your word that encourages us to know that though the sins that are upon us are great, your mercy is greater. It is your grace that you have clothed us with, and it is your grace that has brought us up from the pit of hell to live a life that we may endure for all eternity as a glorious representation of your saving faith and of your divine grace and mercy. We pray for your hand of blessing upon us today to encourage our hearts to look up to you and receive strength. We lift up to you, Lord, those who are struggling with life's struggles and problems. We pray for Jorge Peretti and his diabetes, for Dwight 4C and the recovery from his broken jaw, and to have strength in you. For Ramil, as they continue to figure out what's going on with his thyroid, and for Joshua and Jordan, for their physical strength. For Raquel, for her hearing and for strength. And for Maida, as she deals with the challenges of cancer as well. And we pray, Lord, for your hand of blessing upon Dolores Valdez. And thank you, Lord, that you have brought her back with us today, that we could fellowship one with another. And Lord, we pray for your hand of blessing upon your missionaries throughout this world, for Carl and Ruth Knott, and Eusebio Marixa Perez in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Arvandano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, and Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America. For Informed Choices in Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the Worldview Center in Portland. Bless each of them with the wisdom and the spirit to testify of Christ and to help others, Lord, to learn of you, to be drawn close to you, that the body of Christ would be built up and the kingdom of God would continue to expand. We pray for your spirit to be with us this morning and to guide us into the understanding of your word and your will. We pray for your blessing upon the offering that we're about to receive. Use it for the strengthening of your body of Christ, for the work of the ministry, that the gospel will go out and be used by you to accomplish your purpose and your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Congratulations. Good for you. That's great.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1093. We'll be reading Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for revealing yourself and speaking to us through your written word. We thank you for all those over the centuries, from generation to generation, who you called to preach that word, even today, that the gospel of peace with you is proclaimed here. And we thank you for those you raised up a half a millennium ago to bring to light a right understanding of your salvation. Amen. That salvation that completely was accomplished for us. And we thank you for such marvelous grace through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness, which is put to our account when we believe you, even as Abraham believed you and it was counted to him for righteousness. So help us, Father, to live our lives in a manner that demonstrates that faith by which you have justified us and accepted us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we pray for your servant, our teacher and good brother, Romil Yalde. Bless him as he comes to bring the message from the scriptures titled, "And Jesus Stood Still." Give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, give us ears to hear with understanding your word preached. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?